Hello, Phil.
Yes, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I've got a dishwasher that in the last couple of weeks, on a couple of occasions, it's slightly overrun during the wash cycle. Not a lot, but enough that we got to put a towel down in front of it on the floor. Looking for some help here.
Well, it sounds like there is some kind of... I'm just going to assume that the water's coming out of the door.
Instead of
a, you know, a leak in the drain line. So we'll just make that assumption. So you agree it's coming out of the door?
Yes.
How old's the dishwasher?
5 or 6 years.
Have you inspected the gasket, you know, around the door? Has something gotten in that gasket? Like, sometimes what happens, you'll have the door open as you're unloading or loading the dishwasher, and a piece of debris or something will fall in between, you know, that hinge area where the door is.
Yes.
And you don't realize it's there. You go to lift the door back up. The gasket then doesn't meet very well. And then sometimes it can create like a little depression in the gasket so that it doesn't seat well after that. Have you looked at that?
No, I haven't.
That's the first thing I would look at.
Okay.
Because, I just would inspect that gasket because it should, I mean, you know, when they seal right, I mean, when they always work. They work well.
Okay.
You know, but if it's leaking, either the gasket's got a bump in it or maybe there's still a piece of debris there or somehow, some way, that gasket's got a crack in it or it's starting to leak. That's the only thing I could think. And luckily, they're not that hard to replace if you determine that is the problem.
Just go to Whirlpool.
Yeah, exactly. You'll just have to take the model number with you and then...
Get
a fresh gasket. But that should not be happening, especially since it didn't happen from the get-go, like from the day that the thing was installed.
I'll check for the debris and hopefully that'll solve the problem.
Yeah, look for, you know, like if you can't get your head in there easily, and you should be able to, if you pull that bottom tray out, you know how it'll completely come out of the dishwasher?
Yes.
You should be able to put your head over there enough to see. Use a flashlight, run your finger across it and just feel if it changes, like the contour of that gasket changes.
Good.
But I think that's what you're going to find out what the problem is.
And just get that off. There's no other way of revitalizing the gasket or putting any Vaseline on or anything like that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, see, I'm hoping let's hope that it is a piece of debris. Let's hope you find it, you get it out of there, and then let's hope that you can kind of knead that gasket and kind of bring it back to life to stretch it back so it makes a seal again.
Okay.
But it may be shot, but you're just going to have to check it out and see.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR.
Love your show.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, bye-bye.